But Santa, where did she come from? I've never even heard of a birthday elf. Santa smiled.
Well, I did tell the birthday beagle he could copy my idea. I just didn't realize he'd gotten that far along. Lil huffed.
I think it's great, said Figgy. Well, I don't think it's great at all, Lil grumbled.
15 minutes later, Figgy and Lil were on their way back.
What if we get them back for that Jell-O incident? Figgy said, breaking the tense silence.
Lil smiled, mischief lighting her eyes.
I know exactly what we can do, but we'll have to sneak in through the garage.
Figgy looked nervously at Lil as they circled around to the front of the house.
I hope it's not dangerous, Lil. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Lil grinned, making Figgy even more nervous. They snuck in under the garage door. When they got inside, they crept around the closet toward the refrigerator.
Lil, what are we? Shh! Just go grab that bag of mini marshmallows and meet me back here. If you see Glitter, tell her to keep Nim and Pixie distracted.
Figgy did as he was told. He ran into Glitter and gave her the message. They're pretty distracted right now. Pixie is helping Nim take off his cast.
Good.
Figgy grabbed the bag of marshmallows and silently whizzed back to Lil, who was setting a clear bowl propped on top of a paper plate.
Now what?
Asked Figgy as he munched the marshmallows.
Did you see Nim or Pixie?
No, but Glitter said they were taking Nim's cast off.
Lil couldn't help but smile.
So it's finally ready to come off?
She scowled, remembering she was supposed to be mad.
Okay, here's the plan. You take those marshmallows and make a trail from the Christmas tree to the counter.
Okay, said Figgy.
Then what?
Lil waved her arms with a flourish at the bowl and paper plate. It was only then that Figgy noticed the bowl was propped precariously on a pencil that was tied to a tripwire. Next to the trap was a snow globe with a sign that read, Elf in Captivity. Do not disturb. He looked at Lil shrewdly.
Remind me never to get on your bad side.